From the campus of Maharshi University of Management, this is KHOE 90.5 FM, and you are listening to the show, What's New on Campus. And today we have as our special guest, Andrew Stenberg, Governor of the Age of Enlightenment, who will be talking to us about the fascinating technique of self-pulse reading. Andrew will be teaching a course, self-pulse reading, or Nadi Vigyan. And with us today also is Mary Leet, Director of Continuing Education, who will be talking with us as well. Welcome, Mary and Andrew.
Thank you.
Nice, Stan.
Andrew, please tell us, if you will, about Nadi Vigyan. What does it mean and where does it come from?
The term Sanskrit name Nadi Vigyan refers to pulse reading or pulse analysis. Nadi means a tube, so it means a vein or an artery, and we take the pulse on an artery. And Vigyan means complete knowledge. Just like a quote that Maharishi often used to use about Shivam. Shivam Shantam Advaitam Chaturtam Anyante. That peacefulness is thought to be the fourth state of consciousness. And it says, Sa Atma, that is the self, Sa Vigyayaha, that is to be known thoroughly by synthesis and analysis. It's the same word as Vigyan. So complete knowledge, both from direct experience and from understanding of what the pulsations in the body do and refer to.
So how have you been doing this, and how did you get into it?
Long story. Like many people who were first introduced to Maharishi Ayurveda, it was on the Vedic science course in 1980 in Delhi. And there were a couple of thousand of us there. I went over from Australia and was there for a couple of months, and we had Dr. Triguna and Balaraj Maharshi and Dr. Dwi, and Maharshi spent a lot of time on Maharishi Ayurveda. I was fascinated from the very start. I'd been a governor already for about 4 years at that time. And during the 80s, following that, a few short courses came out. I learned a bit about pulse reading and a bit about the doshas, and as that knowledge became more available, I did more. Then I was on Purusha in Vlodrop for a couple of years in the early 90s, and I was given the job of assisting Vaidyas who were working out the herbal preparations. We had great big bags of herbs all over the place, and they were working out how to make the tablets, and it was something that I just quite thoroughly enjoyed. And then the first Maharishi Ayurveda consultant training courses came up in Spain at the end of 92, 2 month long courses, and I did one of the first of those in Spain, and I established my own practice in Australia ever since.
Wonderful. From what I remember, I think I took a course many, many years ago. It was very, very quick, and we didn't go into a great deal of depth. Mm. But isn't it something to do with connecting the cosmic self with the individual self? So I remember someone saying that anyway.
Yes, that's aspects of it, actually. I don't deal too much with the cosmic self in the practical course, except that one's own self is of a cosmic status. So when we transcend during meditation, we are experiencing the self with a capital S. It is the cosmic self. We go from our individual small s self, if you wish, and we go to this hugeness, and the clearer that becomes, the more it becomes what we would probably refer to as the cosmic self or the self of the universe. And in Nadi Vigyan, practiced just regularly and correctly, one very quickly goes to that level. And the interesting thing about it is that that's the level, because your fingertips are on the pulse at the time, there's a certain amount of information which we're not analyzing, but it's just there in our fingertips. Mm. While we are very, very settled, and we start to perceive our body as very similar to our mind, to the consciousness that it actually is, the intelligence that both come from and are an expression of. And so that combination of being in some way subtly aware of the patterns of the physiology, which are called the doshas, the controlling principles, vata, pitta and kapha, of intelligence in the whole universe, not just in your body, that combination gives rise to an experience of liveliness of silence. And that's the creative aspect of intelligence in the whole universe, including our own body. Mm-hmm. The advantage of experiencing that is that Maharishi taught us, every state of consciousness or level of intelligence has its own equivalent physiology, its own printout, its own level of the universe. When we experience that perfect lively state of silence, its physiology, in cosmic terms, is the universe. But its physiology is the physiology of perfection, Maharishi called it. And because in doing this technique regularly and correctly, we experience that level, the body has to trend in the direction of perfection. And this is why in the courses I've been teaching recently, we've noticed a lot of people undergoing quite spontaneous healing of old painful things, arthritic things, sleep problems, digestive problems, and some quite medical problems as well. And it's because of this that can take place.
Andrew has taught several courses here at MUM on self-pulse, and he's gotten incredible reviews on these, incredible feedback. One of them is, had insomnia for 30 years and I'm sleeping. Another is, had some arthritic problems which are gone, especially in the feet, gone, exclamation point. Another one is, one of the best and most worthwhile courses I have ever taken. So we're really pleased that Andrew is going to be giving two more courses on self-pulse shortly in August.
So the course is coming up very soon. What dates are those?
Yeah, so we're giving, he's giving self-pulse reading introductory course, which will be held Monday evenings, starting August 24th from 7:45 to 9:15 in Dalby Hall, and it will go for 8 weeks. And this is open to anyone who has learned the TM technique. And the other course is self-pulse reading refresher course, which will be held Wednesday evening, starting August 19th, also from 7:45 to 9:15 in Dalby Hall, and will also go for 8 weeks. So.
Very good. Now, if there's any questions about the schedule here, they can contact you, maybe?
Yeah. They can go to mum.eventbrite.com. That's eventbrite.com. Or they can just go to mum.edu and search for Pulse, the word Pulse, and they'll find it there, too.
Good. And is there a cost involved here?
Yeah, it's only $50 for either of the courses, and which is a hugely discounted rate, and Andrew is very generous to be able to offer it at this rate. Andrew, would you like to tell us how you came to started doing self-pulse reading courses?
Yes, I'd love to. I, of course, when I trained as a consultant in Spain in 92, self-pulse reading and analysis, if you're treating clients as well, was part of the course, major part of the course. And I had mine practice from 93, early 93 onwards. And in 1996 in Australia, we formed Maharishi Vedic College to teach a two-year-long full-time diploma of health course to train people as what are referred to as natural therapists, natural health professionals, which are recognized in most countries. As long as your qualifications are high enough, you're recognized as someone able to operate in the natural health field. So in 1996, we had been assembling this course, which is a very detailed curriculum, 18 teaching hours a week for 2 years was each course. And I ran that course twice. I was senior lecturer. And we'd been dealing with Maharishi very regularly to create the course, and it was very detailed. And as towards the end of that process, just before we began the first course, Maharishi said to two of us, the doctor and myself, who were running the course, he said, "You're ready to go. You know what to teach everybody. You don't need to talk to me all the time anymore, but I'm here if you need me." Mm-hmm. And I had thought of something extra, and I said, "Maharishi, just before you go, is above all else, is there anything you want us to make sure that we graduate these people with after 2 years in our care, and that you want us to know or do or practice or understand whatever it is, above all else?" And Maharishi said, it was on the phone, and he said, above all else, and he stopped for about 10 seconds and he said, make the people happy. That was a direct instruction to me, and I've used it ever since. And I've used it a lot in my practice over the years. I've conducted a lot of consultations over the years, privately in health clinics and in corporate environments with senior management people. And I've found over the years that that's become more and more important, to make the people happy. I've been in Fairfield for the last 7 years. I just graduated with a master's in Vedic science and been on the IA assembly for that time. And living in this community, I can just see that here's the most experienced and excellent people in large numbers, and I've got the knowledge from Maharishi to make them happy. The way I was making people happy one at a time, I now want to do it hundreds at a time. And it's one of the purposes. Maharishi gave us three main purposes of, or benefits of, self-pulse reading: to unfold experience and stabilize bliss or happiness in the mind and the body and the emotions. Healing, to quickly rebalance the three doshas to assist profound self-healing. And some of those experiences which Mary read out show that that's exactly why Maharishi gave it to us. He said many times, this is for self-healing. And these courses are showing just how powerful that can be. And the third thing that he gave us self-pulse reading for was taking control of your health, combined with intellectual understanding to easily identify different kinds of imbalances and to rebalance them through simple remedies such as diet or herbal teas or lifestyle adjustments and so on. So that's how I got led into it. And last year, I was asked to teach master's students self-pulse reading. And I had a great deal of pleasure doing that for 3 months. And then a week after that, Raja Peter Warburton came along and did his total knowledge course, which I did. And on that course, I saw 330 people paying $50 to get totally uplifted in a really joyful and knowledgeable environment. And after that, I went to see Keith Wallace of the Physiology and Health Department. I said, Keith, I can make the people happy using the pulse, you know, I'd like to do this. And he was totally enthusiastic and has supported it all the way ever since. And that's how it happened.
Nice. So for all those who want to be happy, should come to the course. And what's the dates again, the time again, please, Mary?
So the introductory course will be Monday evenings, August 24th, starting August 24th, from 7:45 to 9:15 in Dalby Hall, and it will go for 8 weeks. And for those who are more advanced in self-pulse, they can start on go to the refresher course, which is Wednesday evenings, starting August 19th, and that's also from 7:45 to 9:15 in Dalby Hall.
One more thing about these courses, they're not heavily intellectual content, these courses. These are very much experiential based, question and answer based. And you'll see if you go to the website, mum.eventbrite.com, you'll see an explanation there that each lesson is intended to be about one third knowledge or information, understanding, explanations. One third practical hands-on experience. We do the pulse under all kinds of conditions, all kinds of circumstances. And I introduce all sorts of little pleasant surprises all through the classes so that we can feel our pulse changing and learn about it that way. And one third questions and answers. So it's very biased towards questions and answers and direct experience with enough information to thoroughly fill the gaps in.
Now, you had a marvelous background in self-pulse reading. And is very extensive and very thorough. If anyone wanted to become an instructor in it, like you, is there a chance to do that? Is there some path they would take?
Yes, the path you would take if you wanted to, let's call it being a practitioner, mm-hmm. being someone skilled at looking after other people, mm-hmm. not just you're doing your own growth, then the courses here, the bachelor's and master's, that are done here in Ayurveda or physiology and health, of course. Even now, we've got a cooperative medical degree coming up in Curaçao in the Caribbean. And that's how you would go about it. There's also the next logical step from this course would be the 16-lesson self-pulse reading course, which is offered online or live at MUM, that people can do. That is far, far denser in information. There's a huge amount of intellectual knowledge. It's an academic course, whereas the courses I'm teaching is to give you the skills to be happy, to heal, to get all the benefits, and lead you on, if you wish, to a course that's a bit more academic and a bit more dense in information. So it's a natural progression if you wish to take advantage of it that way.
If anyone's interested in the online course, it's available at mum.edu/online, and I believe there's a tab that says non-credit courses, and it will, if you click on that, it will say self-pulse course. So, Andrew, do you have any further content that you'd like to discuss about the course?
Yep. The course will contain basically this information we'll do. Locating your pulse, correctly feeling your pulse, the three levels of self-pulse reading, so there's different information at different layers and levels within the pulse, the locations and the names of the subdivisions of Vata and Pitta and Kapha, all of which can be located in the pulse, all of that will be included, qualities found in the pulse. There's all kinds of different qualities, different doshas behave differently and under different circumstances, so we'll cover all of that. Also, we'll be covering various health conditions that are associated with such changes in qualities. That's essentially the content that we'll be covering.
Okay, and once again, it's mum.eventbrite.com to sign up, or you can go to mum.edu and search Pulse, and you'll find it there, too.
So, Andrew, in your experience, which is quite extensive, people who come Pulse Reading course with a specific health problem, is this a good avenue to take for that?
Especially in a large group, like many of Maharishi's techniques he gave us, they appear to gain immense power when practiced in a group. Mm-hmm. Self-pulse reading is very good for you. If you do it regularly, you will notice very beneficial changes. However, what I've been able to show in these courses that we ran late last year and early this year, where we had 240 participants in Dolby Hall, the first course, and 190 in the second course, is that the speed and depth of the changes, the healing or the increasing comfort or whatever you want, happiness, whatever you want to think of, those take place spontaneously and very rapidly in the experience of most of the people on the course, by far most of the people. And it's a great opportunity for us to become thoroughly grounded in a very supportive environment with hundreds of other people, and hopefully the same on this course, hundreds of other people. All of us doing it together, it really unfolds the depth of experience and the changes in our health and happiness and well-being.
Well, thank you, Andrew and Mary. And we'll see all of you listening in KHOE August 24th, Monday at 7:45 in Dalby Hall for the first course, which will be an introduction to self-pulse reading, open to all members of the meditating community. And this course will be free.
First lesson.
First lesson of the first course. Well, thank you so much for coming in, Andrew and Mary. Everybody listening to KHOE, thank you for listening to this show, and we hope to have another guest come in next week, and we'll say Jai Guru Dev.